this is Opening Your Heart to Intuitive Eye, and I'm Jamie, and I just messed something up. Forget it. Anyway, hello, everyone. It's nice to be here back on Blog Talk Radio. It's been quite a while since I've been on here on my own anyway. I was on a show of a friend of mine's a couple weeks ago. Her name is Renee Kendall. She's also a psychic medium like myself. A little bit about myself. I've been doing mediumship / psychic readings for how many years has it been now? About 12 years now. I started when I was about 22. The funny thing is that the way that I started doing this was I would go to Yahoo chat rooms back when we actually had Yahoo chat, and I would just I'd feel like, oh, should I give this person a reading? And I would just click on their name, and I would just start be like, oh, are you open to having a psychic reading? And it'd be like, yeah, because I went to the psychic readings chat rooms, and I would just pick people out. There's almost nobody in chat rooms anymore anyway. I always loved that. I thought it was a lot of fun. But, yeah, so I just pick people out. And a lot of times I was actually really accurate back then. I mean, I guess it depends on where we're at in our journey and that kind of thing of how in tune we are or not. I mean, I'm still in tune. It was just very different back then. You know, I was just starting, and I guess my third eye was very open. So not to say that it's not now, but it's a little bit different now. Yeah, so if you want to call in, the number is 657-383-1705. That's 657-383-1705. Okay, we don't have any callers right now, so I'm going to keep on talking. So, yeah, as I said, I'm a psychic medium. I've been doing this for about 12 years now. I started when I was 22 years old. And let's go to the further back. Actually, funny about the two again is when I was 2 years old, my grandmother's spirit came to me. That's an interesting story. So me and my mother were in her basement, and she was very sick. And we were over visiting. We're in the basement. She was upstairs in the bedroom. And her spirit comes to me, right? And I could just kind of sense her spirit come. I sort of sensed her saying goodbye, you know? And then, like, a minute later, my uncle opens the basement door, and he walks down there, and he goes, you guys got to come up here, you know? And so we go up there, and I see the body, and I'm just like, oh, she's not here, you know? And everyone else I could see was kind of shaken up, and I could kind of feel that what they were feeling. And I turned my head, and I felt all the grief in the room, everything. I mean, and it just, like, kind of paralyzed me a little bit. And then I walked over to my mom, and I looked up at her, and I felt like I melded into her. I felt everything that she felt. It's such a vivid memory of mine. I connect, and I also remember being born, too, so that's another thing, a connection that I have with my mother. So I also have some vivid memories of being a baby and, you know, a toddler. Yeah. So, and we're still babbling on. There's no one here to talk to. That's quite all right. I do babbling on my own well enough. So anyway, as I was saying, my grandmother's spirit came to visit me. And and at that time, I'll be open about it. I was abused pretty bad before I was even, you know, 2 years old. So I felt really open to that kind of thing as it was. Actually, while I was being abused, I saw Jesus Christ very clearly. And I just, like, I felt connected to everything. And it was just mind-blowing. I felt like I had just stepped into heaven. It was amazing. So, but then, you know, the after effects of being abused, you know, you just feel completely broken. And but so despite that, because of that, I've been able to tune into energies and things like that. And you know, so I guess I could say that my abuse I could really see how my abuse wasn't completely terrible, because it did help really opened me up to other energies and being empathic and, you know, being aware. The only thing of it is, and a lot of people that experience abuse have sometimes have a problem with being in their body, and that's been an issue with me for most of my life, is I have trouble being in my body, feeling grounded. I mean, I can feel grounded, and it's like, I think it's a safety thing, actually. I think this all comes down to real safety as a fly on the computer screen. The thing has to do with a lot of safety, and I think a lot of people, energetically sensitive souls that are going to listen to this podcast, broadcast, whatever you want to call it, we as energetically sensitive souls, that's really explanation of what it is, and what it is that we are just energetically sensitive. So it's not like you're a sponge and you're absorbing other people's junk per se. It's just that you're feeling it, okay? And when you can really feel it and address it and appreciate it, it changes form because it's only asking for your attention. Now, I'm not saying this as if, like, you know, you're in a relationship and someone is yelling at you and giving you really nasty feedback. That's abuse. And I would advise you to get away from that as fast as possible. And it's not like you are there to help them grow or help them heal. You've done enough. When they start abusing you, that's it. That's it. It's the end of contract. It's over. You have no reason to be with that person ever again. So, but, you know, with you being energetically sensitive like you are and I am, is that we need just to learn to be with ourselves, to be really clear with ourselves. Not about what we want per se, but I think there was a spiritual, agenda before. It was like an agenda, right? Like we go out in the world and we focus on what we want, and it'll manifest as long as we keep focusing on it. Now it's changed. And even that might not, they might have worked in some way, but I feel like it's changed to a point of just being conscious of our own shadow. And I think that's what it comes down to right now, is I think the world is becoming conscious of its own shadow, and its shadow is only a part of the light that doesn't know that it's the light. And it's our job as the center of our own universe, as the center of our own consciousness, to recognize other parts of ourselves that don't know that they are of the light, to bring them into ourselves, to kind of like embrace them, to hold them, to meld them back into us and say, I love you. Thank you for showing me how hurt you have been, how much pain you have felt. Thank you so much. I know now why you've been acting out. Thank you. And I know that this is why all these things have been happening, so that I can bring more love and attention to you. It's not that life is against you. Life is for you. Life is asking you to love the parts of yourself you found so terrible in the beginning. But really, it wasn't you. It was your family. It was the people that raised you, that told you. And unbeknownst to themselves, they said, you know, because this is a collective thing, oh, pretend like you're not in pain. You're okay. You're fine. No, you're fine. Everything's fine. Everything is fine. But there's part of ourselves that don't know that they're fine, if you understand that. And so it's our job to put our hands on our hearts and say, I love you, and I'm sorry that you experienced so much pain and trauma. I love you, I love you, I love you. And we are here together to raise the vibration of the planet. And with that being said, I'm going to take my first caller. Ooh, I think this is right. Oh, I'll be doing it right. Wait, that's mute. Wait. Is this it? Wait a minute. How do I get the calm air? That's not it. Why? That's it. Why is it red? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, hi. Still trying to use this new Blog Talk thing. How can I help you?
Oh, actually, I was just listening, so.
Oh, you just wanted to listen? Okay, that's okay. I'll mute you again.
What kind of readings are you doing? I just tuned in late, so what kind of readings are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing, you know, pretty much, I'm not one of those people that, you know, everything is one to me. I can't say that there's no, you know, division in anything. I don't do angel or anything like that. It's just very pure, whatever you need for yourself, you know, whatever you want to ask, really. I'm very open. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, well then, I might as well give it a go then. So I don't really call for that. What do you see for work? I'm looking for new employment.
I don't know why, but right off the bat, I'm seeing Florida, and that may not have anything to do with you being employed. This could just be something that a place you're going for. In particular, I'm seeing like dolphins. This actually could be someone that has passed on that's trying to communicate to you. This makes sense to you?
No, I've never even been to Florida or have any real desire to go there either.
Okay. Well, this might be something that you might figure out later. Let's see with your work situation. What do I see for your work situation? Are you employed right now?
I am not.
I do see you doing a job where you're answering phones.
Oh, God.
Is that something you don't like to do? Or is it something you like to do?
I did test it. Actually, out of all the various, like, tasks that be part of a job, that is the one that I should not be doing. I mean, it is the lowest of my low list. Well, aside from something that's illegal, so I'm just laughing because it's just amusing. Phones just. In fact, you know what? I once had a boss tell me I had a job. It was a really, really small office, really friendly, small, like a 6-people office. And occasionally I had to answer the phone. It was not a big part of my job, but it would be like if everyone else was busy, then the task fell to me. So it wasn't very frequently, but I once had my boss tell me after having me in the office for a while, he said, you know, you should never be a receptionist. My boss told me that. He's a British guy. And so if you know anything about the British people, they're not very forward that way. But he actually told me that. He meant that in a very, he wasn't trying to be hurtful. He just meant that in an honest, sincere, witty kind of way. He said, you should never be in the receptionist. I said, oh, I know that. I always remembered that because it was so spot on. It was really funny the way he said it as well. So anyway, that answers. You just hit a point not on my list of to-dos, on my to-do list.
Okay, what else do I get here?
But that's okay, you know what? That's okay. I don't have any relation to Florida. I certainly am not going to be a phone answerer unless it's like, you know, one phone call every hour or something. That's okay by me. But I guess I'll just let it go. I'll just go back to listening. So
okay.
You can mute me if you know how to do that. I don't know the instructions
okay,
on
thank
your...
Thank you so much for calling. Let's see who else we can connect with here. We have, let's see, who's been holding the longest? Okay, Arizona. I used to live there. Hello, Arizona. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi. Are you doing readings? I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. I guess I'm wondering, I don't know. Can I just get a general reading? Whatever you pick up on is fine.
Sure. For some reason, I'm feeling right off the bat like a connection to a young boy or a young man, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Feel this significant connection that you have. Is this your son?
Yes.
Okay. Is there something going on with him that you're concerned about?
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I don't have the truth. Or nobody's speaking the truth.
Okay.
I don't have custody of him, I'm saying.
Mm-hmm,
and he's
right.
My parents. And they're turning him against me because I wanted him to come over here. So they're in North Carolina and kind of hang out with me for the summer. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I just, like, forget it. So I'm, like, I just took the back seat because I don't know what's going on. And I don't want to take responsibility. But I know there's nothing much I can do if people are making decisions or influencing him in a certain way. Yeah.
Actually, what I'm feeling is he's going to tell you what's going on. That's what I feel like. He's going to tell you, and maybe not in so many words, but I feel like he's going to tell you.
Okay. I'll keep my ear out.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they almost, wherever he's at, he doesn't get much freedom.
No, they got him caged up in the room. They don't do nothing with him. And I'm trying to explain to him, but I can't, you know, they give him love. It's like that toxic energy where they stab you in the back and give you love. You know,
yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been in a relationship where, they go and beat the mess out of you, and then they go take you to the ice cream store afterwards,
yeah.
Give you everything you want, that type of garbage.
Right. Yeah,
so,
I don't know where that goes.
Yeah, so, and I think that's what they're kind of doing to him, you know, but on a mental level, they beat him up on a mental level and then say, but we love you.
Okay.
Look, we're giving you food.
Yeah.
We're making you giving you high blood pressure. And they know what they're doing.
I literally
exactly
had that same experience. I literally had the same experience, so I know how that feels.
Oh, so you know. Okay, so you know. And I can't do nothing but sit there and just I really don't even want to call him no more I'm ready to, you know what I'm saying, it's causing some emotion. And I'm
just ready to drop
the whole situation.
Uh-huh. I feel some other family member is going to get involved and help him out.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's going to be his mother or his sister, or I feel like it's going to be
I'm
female.
The mama. I'm the mommy. There's the grandma.
Right.
She's living with the grandma and grandpa. But I don't have no power because I'm the crazy lady. And but they're doing everything I've been saying, but I'm the one that they, you know, kind of, I'm the black sheep of the family, took all my kids because they said I was still doing the same stuff I was, you know, complaining about. But anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right. I do feel there's going to be another member of the family that's going to help him out.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel that he's going to get out of this.
Okay.
I think it's really it's shown him a lot of things. But I feel like he's really going to help him mature a lot to go through that. Yeah.
No, he's very mature. Oh, he's been through a lot, but it's nothing I can do because if that's who he sides with, who am I? I'm the bad person.
Right.
Wow, they're still doing the crazy stuff I'm looking at. So I'm like ready to let it go. There's nothing I could do at this point.
I think when you completely and totally let it go, I feel like that's when things will change.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a thing and like a synchronicity type thing, you know? Like,
yeah, I can't do it. It's draining on me and I have no power, none whatsoever.
Uh-huh. I would say sometime in the fall, like around October, there's going to be a change in the household with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, I hope it's a male and he's a good guy, too, and he comes and get him. Okay. Do you see it as being a male? Hopefully. I don't want no more females around them. They crazy. Every last one of them. I don't want no more of them. But I hope a real upstanding male will go get them.
I don't know if it'll be a male. I feel like actually it'll be more of a female that'll get him. But I do feel like a stronger father figure will come into his life, like someone that's real good to him.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And they can really guide him. Yeah.
But
he has a lot of potential. You know, he's very grounded.
Yes.
You
know? Yes. Yes, if they let him live and let him do what he do, they'll see his light. But they trying to snuff it out so hard, and I can't do it. I
he's
just
so bright.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say a prayer for you, and your son. Yeah. What's your son's name?
Meshach.
Meshach. Mm-hmm. Okay, I definitely feel it now. Yeah. He's going to make a real, real difference in the world.
I know. I already know. But, child, the devil's taking him through it. He's learning a lot of stuff. They're taking him through it. But that's his life's journey, and I can't do anything. So, like Mary and Jesus, he ready to leave the house at the age of 12. You got to let him learn his own lesson.
Mhm. Yeah. You know, it's hard. It's a really hard thing, you know. And I send you a lot of blessings and a lot of healing energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm so grateful that I was able to connect with you today, and your son's energy. And I feel like, you know, I mean. Very soon, I feel like he's going to get out of this. You know, he's went through enough.
Mm-hmm. He has, definitely.
Get out of it.
He is. I raised him myself. But they trying to break my kids. I know that's what they're trying to do. To try to get back at me. And that's crazy that anybody would do that. But that's how people are in this world. Especially your family. Oh, you would not think it would be your family, but family is not everything.
No,
some families
no,
it's
I
worth
know.
Going back and fixing it, but some families really do got some issues, some serious issues, and a black sheep cannot fix it. You can't fix that mess of demonism. But thank you. Well, I really appreciate you saying.
Thank you so much for your calling. And okay,
no
be
problem.
Blessed.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we've got 6 more minutes, and we're going to get to our next caller. Calling from 307 area code. You are live now. How can I help you? Hello? 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 Can I help you? Hello? Okay, hello? Are you there? Okay, I'm going to go. Let's not waste any time. coming to 484-484. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Okay, how can I help you?
I'm going through a very bad ordeal here, and I really need to know what's going to happen so I can have some peace of mind. My name is Tonette. About 3 to 4 weeks ago, I met a female by the name of Michelle, and the last name initial is the letter G. And I met her online, and we've been talking every day. She would call me, text message me from morning, noon, and night. I mean, we really got close, okay? And she wanted me to come out to her city, which is about an hour away, to meet her on August 28th. So I took off work August 28th, 29th. And the 30th to plan to go meet this girl. Well, all of a sudden, she's not responding to any of my Facebook messages for the last 2 days, and she's still my Facebook friend, but, you know, I'm like saying, is everything okay? And it will mark that it was seen, but she's not responding. So my question here is, what is going on here? Is she going to come around and start talking? Because I really felt like God brought this person into my life. I really did.
Hmm. Her name's Tonette?
Michelle,
yeah.
And her last initial is G.
Uh-huh. That's a tough one. Well, I feel like that, yeah, I think that God did bring her into your life, and part of the reason is, and just bear with me, part of the reason is to bring up some things within you that you maybe haven't dealt with yet, so that you can kind of be more aware of that, so to bring about more of an integration. I feel like you might hear from her again, but... And I do feel she'll say she's sorry. I feel like she got really, she met up with somebody that she used to talk to and she got really busy. Feels like something like that might have happened. But it feels like she, I get the sense of desperation with her because I feel like she's really desperate to, like, you know, have a relationship with someone. And so, you know, she could be maybe, I don't necessarily feel that she's intimate with someone right now, but she may be talking to someone in that sense. Like I said, I feel that she's really desperate and, you know, she's just really needy kind of. And So
am I going to meet her on August the 28th?
Are you? I honestly kind of don't feel like that'll happen.
Oh.
I mean, it might, but I kind of don't feel that it will.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, are you saying that she's not interested now, all of a sudden, in me, or?
It doesn't have really much to do with you. It has the fact to do with her own issues that she's really needy and kind of desperate. And so, you know, she's gonna go to pretty much whoever will be there. So, yeah, I'm sorry about that, but I really honestly have to go. I really only have a minute left.
Okay.
But if you... If you would like a further reading with me, my information is on the page. So if you want to do that, then you can. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in. All right. Okay. We have 1 minute left. Well, 60 seconds. Same thing. Actually, it's only 54 seconds. Okay. So I'm just going to wrap it up real quick here. I really appreciate everyone who's called in. And thank you all from the bottom of my heart. This has been a really interesting experience. I haven't done this in quite a long time. As you can see, I'm kind of rusty. So thank you again. And if you want to get a hold of me for more of an in-depth reading, my number is 440-428-3486. My prices are $50 an hour and $1 a minute, anything under that. I want to wish you all well, and thank you so much for calling. And I love you very, very much. And I send you all blessings, healing, and love, and let's just have this moment of silence to help integrate further. And further. And further. We are one. Thank you.